Blog Talk Radio. Good morning and welcome to the second half of Saturday Mornings with Joy Keyes. I'm your host, Joy Keyes. I want to thank you so much for listening. I just finished speaking with Robin Wilner, IBM's Vice President of Global Community Initiatives, and we were discussing the World Community Grid. They're using a million and a half, to be specific, computers around the globe, and they're trying to cure cancer, AIDS, muscular dystrophy, come up with clean energy. They're also trying to develop better rice for the world to eat. Check out worldcommunitygrid.org. You can donate your computer time by simply downloading a small computer program to your computer, and it will run calculations that can help solve some of these problems that we're dealing with today. But right now, I'm going to be speaking to, I don't even know, is she Prince? Is she the next, she's like Nina Simone, she's like Sade, she's got country, she's got all kinds of stuff going on with her. She's got rock. I mean, this woman is amazing. Michelle Ndege Ocello. She was born in Berlin, Germany. She was raised in Washington, D.C. She started out on Madonna's label. She's been nominated for 10 Grammy Awards. 10 Grammy Awards. She's played with Rolling Stones, Madonna, Alanis Morissette, James Blood Ulmer, The Blind Boys of Alabama. I can go on. But she has a new album out called Devil's Halo, and we're going to be talking with her this morning. I'm going to give her a shout out. If you're listening this morning, again, you can call in 646-929-0368 to listen to the show and ask a question. Also, you can listen on your computer. So a lot of people don't realize that they don't have to be at a computer to listen to the show. They can listen through their cell phone or landline. So I'm going to call Michelle right now. I just want to thank you so much for supporting the show. We're past 23,000 downloads. Still ringing. So this is wonderful. And please share with your friends the show, what's happening. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
This is Joy. We're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Thank you so much for waking up. I know you have a really busy schedule, and I know you're performing tomorrow at World Cafe Live in Philadelphia, yes?
Yeah. Yes, I am.
I'm a big fan of yours. I was just grooving last night. I received the CDs. I was just grooving to your music, and I have all these notes, but we only have 30 minutes, so I can't go into all your other songs. But so today we're going to be talking about your new album. Let's talk first about the name, Devil's Halo. Usually when you think about halo, I'm thinking about an angel. How did you come up with the name?
Well, the myth of the devil is he was once an angel. And I think we have to learn to understand that there's good and bad, there's up and down, you know, just that. They equal each other out, and they allow us to experience the other thing, dark and light. So the record for me is about me finding that out, that there are no absolutes, and that life is about experiencing both sides of joy and sorrow, both sides of joy and sorrow.
I think we all have that. I mean, it's sometimes hard as you get older, you realize that, like, even for children and parents, if we think about people having their parents on a pedestal, and then as they get older, they realize, wow, my parents are human.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, seriously.
It's a wake-up call, yes.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if you mind me asking. I know the situation I read in an interview about your father and your relationship. Has that did that ever improve? Or how did you handle that? How did you process what was going on there?
Oh, I guess also when you grow up, you realize your parents were once children, too, and you have to understand what they grew up with. And once I allowed myself to be open to his experience, it allowed me to forgive and to sort of try to make a new relationship with him. I mean, there's no hierarchy in suffering, and You know, my father grew up during, World War II. His mother had to go off to California to make, war crafts. So I just try to put myself in other people's shoes now that I'm older and understand that, it took a lot. People are angry or people are hurtful, but sometimes you have to ask what got them to that place,
Definitely. I want to play one of your songs, just a brief song from the album Love You Down, just for the audience, okay?
All right. Okay.
And I know I'm already getting people hyped up, but you might not get out of the bed now listening to that. Wow, really sensual, really sexy. You got a lot of that going on in some of your albums. And I mean, you know, people may not get out of the bed listening to you. What's up?
Oh, that's a good thing. That, it's safer there than being outside, so that's okay. That's a common thread of all people, is love. Everybody's looking, trying to be loved.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have a lot of love in many of your albums, like Love Song Number One. You got Love Song Number One, Love Song Number Two. I mean, you're battling with love in a lot of your albums. You know, like you said earlier, it's like the good and the bad. There's good love, there's bad love. What do you think you learn now about love right today? What would you say about love? Is that where everybody should be, or...?
Oh, definitely. that it's a unifying factor. It's a beautiful thing. That's what I've learned. It's the only thing I can truly depend on. Even when it goes sour, it was a good experience to have,
Yeah. One of your songs, you talk about slaughter. And
yeah.
You kind of, tell me about that. How did that come about? Why are you laughing? Come on now, share a little bit of some information.
Some love takes you down a bad road, and you find yourself doing things you really know you shouldn't be doing. So that one's about. And sometimes you realize that bad love is coming from you. So just trying to keep it real about the fact that. It may feel good for a few hours, and then you realize it's just not the most positive experience you could be having,
Yeah. Well, I just want to say again, I'm a huge fan of yours, and I really appreciate you coming on this morning. If anybody's listening, I'm talking to Michelle Indige Ocello. Tell us about the name. It's Swahili. Tell us about name.
I mean, it's free like a bird, and like most people of color in the early 90s, I just was trying to create an identity for myself. I was hanging out with a lot of cats from Howard University, just trying to, find myself. So that's the name I chose for myself.
One of the albums I really like is Spirit of Jamia, and I grew up listening to jazz. My cousin is Christian McBride, bass player. My dad used to manage a jazz club called the Foxhole here in Philadelphia at the Penn's campus. And when I saw that album you were doing, I was like, dang. I mean, it just blew me away, the combination of artists. How was that? You working with Cassandra Wilson, Layla Hathaway, Orrin Coltrane? I mean, I could go on. How was that? What was that experience like?
Oh, that's one of the most incredible experiences I've ever had, and it's one of my favorite recordings. I'm hoping I can get back to doing some of that music again. Jazz or improvisational music has always had a place in my heart, a huge place in my heart, so hopefully I'll be able to get back and play some of that, but I just never forgot where I came from, and that's the music I grew up with, so just wanted to make people aware that lives inside me too, just like other music does. I mean, I like so much music. There's so much to enjoy, and I'm glad there was an audience for that as well.
Yeah, you can definitely tell your love for music and all the different shapes and forms. And I've had other musicians on, and it's a language. You know, no matter where you go, you hook up with another musician, and it's just, you don't have to speak their language, but the music is the language, and that's how you guys, you know, talk and stuff. You know, but let me play a little bit of Mass Transit. I like this one a lot. I was grooving to that. This is from Michelle's new album, Devil Taylor.
No one wants to be
That was Mass Transit. For me, for some reason, came to my head B-52s. You know the B-52s?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I definitely came from that period. I loved them.
I was like, what? She's taking me back. She's taking me back, you know?
Yeah.
You worked on Love and Basketball. One of your songs was on Love and Basketball. How did that come about?
Oh, Gina Blythewood, the director, she said that Bitter was one of her favorite records, and that song ended up being licensed for that project. Yeah, I also did. She did another Terry Miller movie. I also got to do with her. I love when the songs get put in movies. That's like the most exciting thing for me, because then the songs like come alive. It's better than a video when you put them in a movie.
Mm-hmm.
To me.
Well, talking about movies, your video for Leviticus, that got a lot of flack, but it also got a lot of support. How did you get through that time when you were getting flack about that?
Oh, I learned at a young age. People are going to always talk about you or criticize you. You just have to maintain your truth and your focus. And I think I was just writing a song that happens to a lot of people, about an experience that happens to a lot of people. You know, some people don't like their kids because they didn't choose the right career path. Some people don't like their kids because they're gay. I mean, it could go on and on, or they got a different baby daddy than the other one. You know, it's like so many reasons. And I just hope people, when they hear the song or see the video, just see that, you know, be kind to your children. Life is short, and these are the people that will eventually have to care for you in your old age. And they didn't ask to be here, so.
Exactly. Seriously. You have a child, yes? Do you mind speaking about being a mom?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have two children.
You have two? Okay.
Yeah, I just had another child with my partner. He's 8 months old. His name is Atticus.
Oh, a little baby beaner.
And then my eldest child, Solomon, just graduated from college. He is a computer graphics game designer, and he's 21, and that was an amazing experience. I'm sure I'll still be raising him till about 25, but I love having sons, and I really enjoy my children.
What do you tell your children to prepare them for the world? I know when I speak with my daughter, I let her know that there's so many kinds of people from so many different backgrounds. They're not raised the same way. You know, try to keep her center. What do you tell your children, or your oldest son in particular, to shield him? What is his shield that you give him and to go out in the world?
Your word is bond. All you have is your word and your actions. Don't worry about what other people have or what other people do. And that basically, you know, life is short. Enjoy it and try to seek out the good things, and don't be fooled by the shiny things of the world. That's what, you know, and just be good to other people. And don't let your anger overtake you, because there are moments when we all get angry or frustrated, but just don't let it overwhelm you. Those are my only things I've learned. I mean, the world has basically been the same way for thousands of years. Right now we just have cars or we have TVs, you know, but it's the human nature is basically the same, you know, so I'm like, just be kind, try not to be greedy, be mindful how you treat others. And there are so many different people in the world. And the quote, a friend of mine named Danny Kelly is like, everybody's not for you. And that works both ways. Everyone's not down for you and, you know, supportive of you, and everyone's not for you to like, you know, and that's okay. But you keep it moving and you surround yourself with good people, you know.
Definitely. Well, talking about everybody's, some people are for you and some people, you know, aren't. I mentioned that to my daughter, you know, and you got a song on here called White Girl. I want to play a little bit of that for the audience, all right?
All right.
That's just real smooth. Just smooth, maybe like drinking a cup of wine or something. I don't know.
Yeah, that's that. I was trying to tap into that island, you know, breeze and warmth.
Well, you took me there. I was on the beach, you know. I was just sipping something, you know. Now, you've been working with Chris Bruce. Tell me about your relationship with Chris. He does some good stuff on here.
Yeah. I met Chris when I made the Bitter recording. And then he went on to play with Seal, and he works with everybody. Right now he's on tour with Sheryl Crow. He's like a very sought-after guitar player. But him and I spent some time in L.A. We recorded some tracks. We played together for a few years. I'm just like, he's my hero. He's an amazing musician, bass player, has great ears. And we really had fun making the recording because we did it on tape and not a lot of Pro Tools messing around. We kind of did it in an older kind of way, you know. So the music, it was all about the playing, not about what you could do with machines. So it's, to me, I'm trying to celebrate what comes out of people's hands. You know, I mean, we have such a legacy of great music from Motown, the Philly sound, stuff out of Chicago, Parliament, and all that stuff was done way before we had all these technological tricks and, you know, R&B subtleties with, you know, singing through the vocoder. And I just wanted to get
records,
back to
when
that.
We had 45, 8 tracks. Your kids don't even know what a record looks like, right?
Right. And so I just wanted to do that. Well, still keep it modern, but know that people still can play stuff. I mean, we live in a world now where everyone has GarageBand and anybody can make records. And that's great. I wish everybody well. But I guess I'm trying to connect people who are still trying to hear music and not.
I think you're stepping away. We're losing a little bit of your sound, Michelle.
Oh, how about that? You got me. Yeah, I just want to celebrate music, your heart and your mind, not your computer.
Yeah, definitely. But what do you think? You mentioned about liking Shania Twain. Tell me about that.
I really like country music. The words, I love the words, and it's melodic, and it's still, people still play it. So, you know, as a musician, I find myself, I'll stop on the country station just because.
Oh, I think we might have lost her. Let me try to reach out to her again. I want to thank everybody for listening this morning. If you just tuned in, Michelle, can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Okay, now we can hear you. Yeah, okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, no, I just find, I just like music that's music, and I like country for the lyrics and the musicianship, you know?
Definitely. Well, on the album, you got Chris definitely with Devil's Halo. I'm not going to play that bit, but people definitely pick up this new album. She came out last year, Devil's Halo. Her website is michelle.com, M-E-S-H-E-L-L.com. Tomorrow you're going to be playing here in Philadelphia.
Come
Cafe
to the
Live.
Show. We're going to do a varied amount of music, but some music from the Bitter album. I might tap in on some Gil Scott Heron tunes. It's just going to be an evening of, if you want to hear some music, have a beer, come out. Come hang out.
What time is the show, Michelle?
The show is at, 7 or 8. Yeah, 7 or 8.
Okay.
I had to check. Yeah, yeah.
That's
come
okay.
come out. World Cafe
out.
Live.
Well, I just want to let people know I'm going to be giving away two of your CDs. So if you're listening to the show this morning and you want to get a free CD of Devil's Halo, you're going to have to email me. What's the question of the day? email me the year Comfort Woman came out. Email me the year Comfort Woman came out. That's one of Michelle's albums. And I got some CDs to give away. So if you want a free CD of Devil's Halo, email me at SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@hotmail.com. Again, that's SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@hotmail.com. What year her album Comfort Woman came out? Comfort Woman. So check that out. Some of the other albums, Bitter. You know, do you know Tuck and Patty, Michelle?
I sure do. I grew up with that. Oh, my God. Yeah. I used to go see them at Blues Alley in D.C. all the time. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, some of your stuff, you know, people compare you to Prince. How do you feel about that?
He is my hero. I am a huge Prince fan. He's the reason why I wanted to play music. So it's a great compliment, you know.
Well, I think you have so much talent and skill that even this one album can't even encompass, like, the jazz, the country, the soul. You got the club sounds in some of your songs.
Yeah.
it's just amazing, and it's amazing to me that more people don't know about you. You are on a lot of you're on an independent label right now, correct?
Yes. Well, I'm hoping that all changes. People are finding new ways to find music, and live music, I think, is forever going to be alive, even when record companies fall apart. So, you know, I feel like the right people know about me. That's how I think about it.
All right, I'm going to ask you a couple of just pop questions, a couple words I'm going to say, and just tell me what comes to your mind first. Obama, what comes to your mind?
I really wish he wasn't so sensible and would start making some really serious decisions.
All right, women.
that's the light of the world, you know. That's the light of the world, yeah.
What about Haiti?
Ooh, it's if you know the history of Haiti, it's been like that a long time. And until we start to think of ways to capitalize on their resources in a positive way so the money gets back to the people, I think it will constantly be in turmoil. But, I mean, I love the people of Haiti. It's a beautiful place. I just wish someone would figure out in America, and that's sad to say, could use their capitalist thinking to benefit them. You know, that is the land of sugar. Let's stop using corn syrup and get back to that. You know, that's one of my ideas, you know.
How about Kagan? Kagan's on the Supreme Court.
Well, personally, I guess this is more of a spiritual thing. The Supreme Court judges, I mean, I'm sorry, these are just human beings who are following a text. I'm not really interested in any of their... I don't know. They're all the same to me. It doesn't matter.
That's all. How about the war? No, that's okay. How about the war in Iraq, Afghanistan, Palestine?
Should have never happened, and now we're stuck in it. And I hope Obama gets us out safe and soon. You know.
And now back to children. You have a little one now. Children, what do you hope for the little one?
Oh, just that we continue to have clean food and fresh water.
Yeah, definitely. That's water. I mean, people don't realize you got a faucet. You can go and, like, just turn the faucet on. I mean, there are people around the globe that, you know, have to walk 2 hours to get some water. Yep. You know, they and it's not safe. Women are walking to get water and they're getting raped and all kinds of stuff. So,
yeah.
You know, be happy that you have a faucet that you can just, oh, let me go to the bathroom, turn it on.
Yeah.
You know, definitely. What's some of your favorite places to visit in the world? What were some of your favorite places?
Wow. I love going to Canada, like British Columbia.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, love going there. Yeah, that's hard. I like really secluded places. So.
Okay, so you won't tell anybody, so you won't get...
Yeah, if I told you, yeah, I won't be able to go there anymore.
You won't be able to go there anymore.
But I'm hoping people start to go to New Orleans again and start get that back up. So.
Yeah, that's a lot of music down there, you know.
Yeah,
a lot of music down there. Let me play Taiwan On. That's just another song. From your new album. Let me play that.
What's your name? What's your name?
I think we had a little technical problem, but let me just say that song just took me a little melancholy. I don't know. I was feeling so many things. I was happy. I was sad. I was. You were trying to take me somewhere. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's about. You know how people love going to the bars, right?
Yeah.
And when you're there, you're trying. You're anonymous, yet everyone knows why you're there. You're either there to tie one on.
Right.
To drink or to meet people and, like, what's your name and strike up a conversation. I think, in a weird way, a bar is also the unifying factor. You can just hang out and find camaraderie. So
yeah. I mean, like you said, you're anonymous, but everybody's cool. Yeah. Most of the time people aren't trying to fight. I mean, that's only in the movies.
Not where I go. Everyone's like, if you leave me alone, it's all good. Let's just relax and keep it simple.
Yeah, definitely. So you're going to be at World Cafe Live. What's your next stop after World Cafe? Where are you going?
Oh, I go out to L.A. Head out to L.A., and then I head out to Australia for a little while, Chicago. I mean, I got a lot going on for the rest of this year.
Definitely people listen. Michelle.com, that's her website, MESHELL.com. You want to pick up a copy of her new album. If you want a free copy of her album, email me the year Comfort Woman came out. That's one of Michelle's albums. Email me the year Comfort Woman came out, Saturdays with Joy Keys at Hotmail.com. I want to thank you so much for coming on this morning.
Thank you for having me on here, and I had a great time. You
know? All right, well, hopefully I'll see you tomorrow. And you kick it out and tell the people what you're about.
All right. Be well.
All right. Peace. Have a wonderful Saturday.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening. That was Michelle Indigay-Ocello, and she's going to be at World Cafe Live tomorrow night here in Philadelphia. But if you're not in Philadelphia, you want to find out when she's coming to your area, check out her website, michelle.com. Her new album, Devil's Halo, is the bomb. Pick it up. And if you want a free copy, email me, SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@Hotmail.com, the year her album Comfort Woman came out. I just want to thank you for listening this morning. You can follow me on Twitter.com/JoyKeys. You can become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. And, again, I hope you have a wonderful Saturday. It's beautiful weather here. And I'm just going to leave with some song, Bright Shiny Morning by Michelle.